Information-fueled, opinion-driven. This is the Dan Mandis Show, Super Talk 99.7.
It is Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It is the Dan Mandis Show. Very special edition of the Dan Mandis Show. We are talking about Governor Haslam. It is our gas tax town hall. This is, Ralph Bristol, of course, joining me, and Ralph is co-hosting with me, really taking the reins on this for a couple of hours. Ralph, for literally years, you have been mired down in this conversation, in this debate, so I can't think of anyone else that I would rather give a couple of hours of my show to really look at the idiosyncrasies of this debate, because I've been here for, hard to believe, 3 years now, and this keeps coming up, and so I think this is a really good opportunity for you, for me, for all of these folks on both sides of the issue to really talk about the idiosyncrasies of what it is that Governor Haslam wants to do and what our representatives will do in response. And so let's talk about what it is that you want to accomplish today. Also, if folks have a question, they can always send it to me on Twitter at Dan Mandis Show. But I think right now we have, what, about 9 or 10 people all in suits and ties, and they have a lot to talk about.
Since I have been discussing this on the radio and with all most of these people for some time now, I think I have a pretty good idea of most of the objections and most of the points on both sides. And all my intention here is to be sort of a matchmaker between all of these important parties in the debate, a representative from the governor's office, representatives from the legislature, advocacy groups on both ends of the opinion on the scale, and a representative group of the public to interact with them in this hour and a half forum. Representing the governor's office is Dave Smith, his communications director. Representing the Transportation Coalition of Tennessee, supporting the governor's plan, is former Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey. Representing Americans for Tax Reform, opposed to the plan, is Andy Ogles. Americans for Prosperity, my apologies, Americans for Prosperity. Representing the legislature, Senator Paul Bailey, Chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, Senator Jim Tracy of Rutherford County, immediate past Chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, Representative Barry Doss, Chairman of the House Transportation Committee, and Representatives Brian Terry of Murfreesboro and David Alexander of Winchester. Mr. Alexander, Representative Alexander, is also a member of the House Transportation Committee. Our studio audience as well. I'm going to give the microphone first to Mr. Smith, Dave Smith, give him up to 5 minutes to tell us why this is the best plan to increase transportation, why it's necessary to increase transportation funding, and why this is the best plan. After Dave, we're going to go to a member of the audience that's opposed, so Ashley and Dan will be looking for a member of the audience. Just raise your hand when you want to go. Dave Smith, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being here and representing the governor.
Thank you, Ralph, and good afternoon to everybody and everybody listening on the radio. Let me start here. Tennessee is one of the most fiscally sound states in the nation. We have a triple-AAA credit rating, which is kind of like having a 800-plus credit score. It allows you to borrow money at a lower rate. We have the lowest taxes in the nation as a percentage of your personal income. We have the lowest debt per capita. The median household income in Tennessee is growing at the second fastest rate in the nation. So we have a lot of great things going for us. And one of the reasons that we've gotten into such a fiscally responsible situation is that we have a dedicated fund for paying for our roads and bridges. That's the highway fund. It's the money that comes from your gas tax. Now we have the general fund, which comes from the sales tax, which is when you're out buying diapers, you're out buying groceries, et cetera. That will go to the general fund. So what the governor has done in his IMPROVE Act is there's two basically halves to it. So there's the tax cut side, which is he's taking a 0.5% off of the grocery sales tax on food, which is about $55 million. He's recommending that the Tennessee cut the F&E tax for manufacturers, because one, for every manufacturing job that's created, it brings along three jobs in the supplier chain, and that's $113 million. And that is really targeted at Tennessee is, I think, the third or fourth highest in the nation in terms of its business taxes. And so that is really getting at sustaining Tennessee's economic competitiveness going forward. And the third piece is, as statutorily required, we have to eliminate the hall tax by 2022. So he's recommending that we take 1.5 percentage points off the hall tax, which equates to, I think, roughly $102 million in next year's budget. So all told, it's $270 million in tax cuts in the governor's proposed budget. So that's on the general fund side. So on the highway side, on the road side, the transportation side, basically for the last 15, 16 months, the governor has been having the statewide conversation. Do we have a problem? Do we have an issue with how we fund roads and bridges? Do we have an issue with how we fund our transportation transportation network? And I think in having the discussions with county, city and county mayors, representatives across the state at the local level, I think what the feedback we got was, yes, we do. And if you leave today with one number that sticks in your head, please let it be this. Is in 1989, the last time the state raised its gas tax, it was raised to 21.4 cents. And the comptroller's office 2 years ago, or in 2015, put out a report basically saying that 21 cents is now worth 11 cents. So the state's purchasing power in terms of how it builds roads and maintains roads and maintains bridges has been cut in half since 1989. And during the last 2.5 decades, the price of maintaining and price of building roads has tripled or quadrupled. On top of that, we all understand that new cars get better mileage. And so you're paying less, you're getting better and better mileage, which is good for the environment, good for your pocketbook, good for the economy, but it means that the money coming into the state to maintain our transportation network is increasingly flat. So, and it's putting the strain on the state for its state network, and it's putting strain on your local municipalities in how they build and maintain their roads. So on the transportation side, what the governor has proposed after a lot of research and gathering a lot of different opinions is a 7 cent increase on your gas tax. So it'll go from 21.4 to 28.4 per gallon. So another thing to remember is that you don't pay a percentage on what you pay at the pump. It's paid per gallon. So in 1989, when you bought a gallon of gas, it was 90 some odd cents. You paid 21.4 cents. Today, when you pay anywhere between 215 and 225 or whatever it might be in your neighborhood, you still only pay 21 cents a gallon. So what he's recommended, again, 7 cents on the gallon, 7 cents a gallon on gas increase, a 12 cent increase on a gallon of diesel. He's recommending that we charge electric car owners $100 annual fee. A tiered increase on car registration. So basically for all of us here, it would be a $5 increase on your annual registration for your passenger vehicle. He's also recommending that sort of incremental increase on compressed natural gas, liquefied natural gas, and a 3% rental car fee. And then what he also would like to do in his proposal is, right now when you drive on your way to a ball game and your passenger wants to have a drink, the passenger is allowed to have a drink, and that, so the federal government actually penalizes the state. So money that Tennesseans are paying at the pump now comes back to Tennessee, but the federal government says we can't spend that on projects. And so one of the governor's proposals is to, you know, basically make it so you can't have an open alcoholic beverage in the car, and that would free up $18 million a year for us to spend on our roads and bridges. And I think that is about it. But okay. It would also redirect money from the general fund back to.
Can I get a member of the audience to take a minute to tell us what you don't like right here in the front row? Tell us what you don't, either what you don't like about this, or ask Dave a question, or is there anything he said that you don't believe or you want him to clarify?
Yes, my name's Anthony Horst.
And then after that, we're going to hear from Andy Yogel. So be prepared, Andy, to take about 3 minutes or so.
Great. My name is Anthony Horst.
After Dave answers his question.
Everybody knows me as Bomb Dog. First of all, this is a sales pitch that I think there's some misinformation. Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, the total state local tax collected was $18.24 billion, and the percentage of total taxes paid by residents was 63.2%, which is the 13th lowest, not the lowest. Secondly, I'm only going to speak because everybody here has got their own area. I'm a farmer, and I own a real estate company in rural Tennessee. I moved to Tennessee because of certain things, of which the cost of living. I drive a diesel truck. The truck is 3 years old, and I've got 90,000 miles on it. So I'm already being penalized as a diesel truck and a farmer. I got a haircut this morning down in Gainesboro because I spend my money in my own community. And there was a lovely elderly woman in there. She's in her 80s, and she has to drive 20 miles one way to get a quart of milk because we're rural Tennessee. We're being penalized. I believe that this is a metropolitan problem, and you're trying to do an all-encompassing, which is going to penalize rural America. Most of the people that I've spoken to, and I'm very active in my community, and in fact, I had a discussion with a state trooper, a lieutenant of the state, we're not going to back anybody that backs this tax force, this tax.
We're going to let Dave take a minute to answer that, and then Andy Ogles will be next. Dan, let us know whenever we need to take a break here, interrupt us anytime. Dave, what do you say to that?
Well, I think I would start with, that was one of the reasons the governor went statewide probably 15, 16, 17 months ago, whenever it was, to find out what exactly the nature of the problem was. And so what we found was, yes, there are urban challenges with traffic congestion and growth, but then also there's challenges in the rural area too in terms of how they build and maintain their roads and the amount of funding they have. And I would respond to the tax and why you came here is for the low cost of living. And if the governor's proposal were to be approved by the General Assembly, Tennessee would remain the lowest, would keep the lowest taxes in the nation as a percentage
Senator
of your personal
income.
Senator
Tracy wants to take a shot at that question, too, before we go to Andy. Try to do it quickly.
Thank you. I will, Ralph. Thank you for the question. Let me clarify it just a little bit. Just so you know, it's 21.4 cents a gallon, as Dave said. And what county are you from?
Jackson County, sir.
Jackson County. They're in desperate need in County Road. Just so you'll know and everybody know listening and in the audience, out of that 21.4 cents, when you fill up with gas, if it's diesel, it's 18.4.
I drive those roads. It's not in desperate need, sir. That's misinformation.
18.4 on diesel. Okay. The county gets a little over a nickel on the 21.4 to fix their roads on the gas. Just so you know, that's out of county. And also, the city gets a little 0.2 cents. We don't have any debt on our roads.
He obviously doesn't think the county and the city need that money, or at least not enough to tax the taxpayers. Andy Ogles, take up to about 3 minutes, if you will, to tell us the position.
Ralph.
And Andy represents an advocacy group that is opposing this tax and has some specific ideas about it.
Yeah, Andy Ogles with Americans for Prosperity. And Dave, thank you for coming. You know, speaking for the governor is no easy task, so appreciate you being here. You know, I think this is an important conversation. It's important that if you're listening that you be involved. I mean, we win these battles when you talk to your legislator. And, you know, as Dave said, I think there's some math that it's important to remember. You know, and the biggest number or numbers that you should remember is that currently Tennessee has $1.8 billion in surplus. Now, there's a lot of moving parts to this, and talking about math on the road or on the radio is tough. But $1 billion of that is one-time money. You can't count it going forward. So if you're a road superintendent, you don't know if that money's going to be there. So I get that, right? So we can set that aside for a moment. And maybe perhaps you spend some of that money on capital projects, whether it be buses for schools or, you know, a mandatory bridge repair or something like that. Those expenses that you have to have that are one-time. But the other issue that everybody needs to understand is that we have almost $1 billion surplus in recurring revenue. Now, what does that mean? That means that you were paying $1 billion extra each year to the state of Tennessee, and it's projected to continue to grow. So I think it's really unfair at a time when Tennessee is flush with cash, our economy is growing, that we're asking taxpayers to pay more. End of the story. That's it. So, I mean, I think we need to really shift this conversation away from the gas tax and, more importantly, to this billion-dollar surplus that is growing and growing. And keep in mind, if we don't curtail this growing revenue in the state of Tennessee, that's $1 billion worth of government spending each and every year going forward. So we go from a $37 billion budget to a $47 billion budget 10 years from now. Well, you can look at California and see what happens when states don't curtail their spending. You can look at cities like Detroit that were once shining stars of our economy that are now broken and destitute. Does anyone want Nashville or Memphis or Chattanooga or anywhere else in this state to follow in the footsteps of Detroit? This is a philosophical debate about you either believe in lower taxes and less government, or you want to expand government year over year. Thank you for the time.
When we come back, we'll find a member of the audience that's either undecided or in favor of this, if we can. Dan?
All right, and if you also have a question, you're listening on the radio, you can always find us on Twitter, at Dan Mandis Show. Anything you want to know about this, we can talk about it extensively here with a lot of experts from both sides. So we've got a lot more coming up right here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
On the Nexville Valentine Show, our expert talks about the new SCOTUS nominee. We'll talk about it after 3 on Super Talk 99.7.
It is Super Talk 99.7 WTN, Dan Mandis Show, special edition at Town Hall meeting on Governor Haslam's transportation funding plan, otherwise known as the gas tax. We have a lot of people here on both sides, and Ralph, I think we had a very good first segment of dialogue. And we wrapped up with a comment from Andy Ogles from Americans for Prosperity, and we want to let the governor's office respond.
And we're going to let Dave Smith respond to that briefly before we go to another member of the audience. Dave.
I'll try to be very quick. Just first thing, Mr. Ogles mentioned, you know, Nashville or Memphis, we don't want to become like Detroit. If we don't do something, those cities will be in a very, very bad shape in their economic drivers for their region. Two, he mentioned the budget surplus. I mean, we can talk about the merits of doing something from the general fund versus the highway fund, but if you take all the $957 million, it's not a pile of money sitting there with no claims on it. We have to fund the basic education program, which was how we would fund a K-12 education in Tennessee. The governor wants to give teachers pay increases. We have TennCare, just natural growth, and somehow TennCare isn't allowed by law to negotiate pharmacy prices, so you have TennCare costs going up. So there's about 7 areas where there's just natural growth, and the governor wants to cut $200+ million in taxes. So it's not a pile of money sitting there without claims on it. And I would just add one more thing. In the last 6 years, the governor, working with the General Assembly, has cut $500 million out of the state's budget. He is working every day with the General Assembly and his administration to streamline, make it more efficient and more effective. And in his budget that he's proposed on Monday, he's proposing another $50 million in base reductions to the state's recurring budget. So we have made state government smaller and reduced the cost to the taxpayer. That's why he's proposed tax cuts in the one hand. And then with highway fund, again, we've talked about how it's a flat tax. So the costs are going up and we just don't, we're increasing.
Andy, I know you want to respond to that, but we have to keep it moving, and I think we're going to have to go to a break. So hang on to that response until we come back to you. And you can include that in whatever comment you are going to make next.
Yeah, he's chomping at the bit. We'll get everybody in.
We'll get every opinion in, but they may not be in exactly the order of
the debate. We'll go all 3 hours if we need to on my show. But right now, we've got to go to news, weather, traffic, and a whole lot more. Plus, coming up next, questions from our studio audience and a whole lot more here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It is Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Dan Mandis Show, very special edition, Town Hall meeting on Governor Haslam's transportation funding plan, live from the WTN Performance Studio. You're listening on the radio. If you have a question, you can also find us on Twitter at Dan Mandis Show, Dan Mandis, Ralph Bristol, and a cast of many, many dozens. And Jessica is from Robertson County, and she has a question for our group. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for having this today. Just to kind of let you know, I am admittedly undecided as to whether I'm for or against this. But I am was born and raised here in Tennessee. I love it. I'm also a veteran. I just got out of the military in April. And so I have had the fortunate experience of being able to travel and live in different states with the military. And I will tell you that our roads here are remarkably better than they are everywhere else. I think our infrastructure is absolutely sets us apart. That being said, I don't understand why we feel we need to, raise the taxes on the gas and to put more running into our roads, because we do have a very, very good road system here. I mean, you can just drive over the state line, Alabama or Kentucky, and you immediately see a difference once you go over that border. Okay. I just think that maybe since we do have a little bit of a surplus, why don't we first try to reallocate these funds instead of immediately just trying to raise our taxes on the gases. Thank you.
Ron Ramsey, if you just can't stay away from government, apparently. Ron is representing the Transportation Coalition of Tennessee. We got great roads. Why do we need to raise taxes when everything is so good already?
Government to always work in crisis. And you're exactly right. I did leave the legislature back and made my announcement in March and left in November, of course, at the election. And anybody that's ever asked me a question between now and then, what have you accomplished that you liked? And I'd go through a litany of things. I'm going to go through those in just a second. And what did you not accomplish? And the one thing I always say I did not accomplish was be able to solve this problem that we have in road funding. And I think my conservative credentials are impeccable. I do. I do think if you look back on my career as lieutenant governor, we have, as Barry mentioned, we've eliminated the death tax here in the state of Tennessee under my leadership. We have eliminated the gift tax under my leadership here in the state of Tennessee. We've passed a constitutional amendment with the help of you as the people to make sure we never have an income tax in this state of Tennessee. We're going to have to live off the sales tax. Oh, that's a good thing. And I've been the ringleader on eliminating the hall tax. From day one, I've been the one that's been pushing this. And in a couple more years, if this plan passes, we'll move that up 2 years, the hall tax. And we can truly say.
Darn, I thought I was taking credit for that.
I'll have to say you called me enough, Ralph, so you had a little bit of credit there. Every time I talk to you, I go, here comes Ralph Bristol. He's going to ask me about the dadgum hall tax. And sure enough, you would every time. First time I ever met you was in Columbia, Tennessee.
No, that was the estate tax.
It was the estate tax. We did that very first thing. That's right. Excuse me. That was about your mom. I remember
sorry
the whole
to
story.
There.
No problem. We lowered a sales tax on food. But the reason we have a surplus, put this in perspective. The way you have a surplus, we adopt our budget every year, you estimate on what the growth rate will be next year. And we've been extremely frugal, extremely conservative on estimating the growth rate. I saw during the Bredesen administration, we overestimated growth, and you have a surplus. The same amount of money comes in, it's just you've already spent it ahead of time. But no, we say we're not going to spend money we know we're not going to have. And because we've done this supply-side economics, and that's what it is. We've cut taxes, and so things are growing. And that's the reason we have more money than we have. But it's apples and oranges. I am a conservative. I like user fees. I like something that you use it based on whether you use it or don't use it, not just a sales tax. I know the House has some kind of goofy plan. I'll just call it that says when you go buy diapers, when you go buy a television, part of that money goes to roads. How silly. When we could raise this tax just a little bit. I've leave Nashville on Monday driving down here, and it'd be gas be $2.10, and I come home, it'd be $2.17.
Okay, I hate to do this to speakers, but this is radio where time is short,
okay, I do want to keep going back and forth. So okay, I can do this for 3 hours.
Senator Bailey, unless you want to give a spirited rebuttal to what he just said, I'll go to one of the other legislators who I'm pretty sure are, and then we'll come to you, if that's okay with you. Either Representative Terry or David Alexander, you guys choose who goes next.
Okay. Thank you. This is
Representative Brian Terry.
Representative Brian Terry. To answer your question, and this is actually an area where I think I may agree with Governor Haslam on as far as the need that is there. When you look at TDOT's budget, it's about a $1.8 billion budget, and about $500 million of that goes towards construction. And over time, there's different phases, and Senator Tracy can explain this, but it used to be $300 million actually went towards the final phase of construction, and there was about $200 million that went towards the first three phases. Over time, that's grown to about $450 million that is going towards construction. There's only $50 million there that's going towards the first three phases. And so there's been about a $150 million shift. And so I'm not going to say that's a shortfall, but I'm going to say that's an area of concern. Now, so that's an area where I agree with the governor on. The issue then becomes philosophically, how do we address that shift? And whether it's from raising a gas tax or raising taxes on folks, or from, and that would be, just either raising taxes or how do we derive the funds for that versus how do we allocate from a general fund to that? And that's philosophically where we're having the debate.
Senator Bailey, unless we need to go to a break, Senator Paul Bailey, and then we'll go to Representative Barry Doss.
Well, I think we have two issues in the state of Tennessee. Number one, we're over-collecting in the general fund, but at the same time, Department of Transportation, if you look back at least 4 years, you'll see that the collection in TDOT has relatively remained the same, other than our federal dollars that have come down over the last 4 years. We've seen just a little bit of fluctuation there. So Tennesseans have to decide as to whether or not they want to continue to have some of the best roads in the nation, but we also have to decide in our rural local communities that we live in if we want to maintain good, sound roads in those communities. Sure, metro areas have road needs. I drive into Nashville every Monday and out every Thursday, and gosh, if you don't leave here by 3:30 on Thursday, you're stuck in traffic. It takes me longer to get from the Capitol to the airport than it does from the airport home. And so we know that there's congestion needs there. But we also know in the rural areas that they're suffering there as far as replacing the bridges. A lot of those bridges that are in the rural counties, they depend on state money coming in to do that. The cost of paving a mile has dramatically increased since 1989. So it costs those counties, they're paving less, repairing fewer bridges simply because they don't have the funding to be able to go back there. So we have to make sure that we continue to supply funding for those rural areas and make sure that we go in. Now, as far as the governor's plan, I'm not convinced that it's the right plan. There's a lot of questions that I have in regards to that. I've certainly shared that with the governor and his staff. But at the same time, I think if we're going to be a responsible government, which I think under the leadership of Lieutenant Governor Ramsey, we've had responsible governorship and leadership, and so I think that this legislature is going to do the same, but do we kick the can down the road, or do we basically try to figure out exactly what the best plan for Tennessee is going to be for our road funding?
David Alexander, let's go to David Alexander next. We're going back and forth between and I would have to put Senator Bailey, Senator Paul Bailey, for our radio audience, in case, and he is the chairman, the new chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee. Jim Tracy, Senator Tracy, is the immediate past chairman. We'll hear from him a little bit later, although he did speak up earlier. Representative David Alexander is a member of the House Transportation Committee.
Thanks, Ralph. I'm a member of the House Transportation Subcommittee. There's eight of us there, and that's where this bill is going to come. And for me, it is not so much a talk about do we need to do something. I believe that that discussion has been made. I believe that discussion, it's true. For me, it's the how.
You're stipulating that something needs to be done.
I am stipulating that something needs to be done. The issue is
just
how.
Just out of curiosity, how many people in the audience stipulate that something needs to be done? How many people in the studio audience? Raise your hands if you stipulate that something needs to be done. So we haven't necessarily made that case yet.
Maybe they have not, I guess, made that case for themselves. But I, having been on finance and transportation for 6 years, I have made that case to myself. I believe something should be done. It's the how of it. Mm-hmm. Do we take more money out of people's pockets, or do we already use the money better that we have already taken out of people's pockets? That's where I am. That's the problem that I have with the governor's proposal. Taking more money out of people's pockets when money already exists that we could designate for that. And you know something, Ralph? For decades now, we've done this goofy and silly thing about designating those sales tax dollars for everything imaginable. There's been hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars every year that are designated to specific areas in state government. It's just that we have not done that with transportation. And that's what we're talking about. alternative.
Designating part of the sales tax to transportation.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask someone, one of the experts on the panel who opposes that, why do we not want to designate part of the sales tax to transportation? Why do we want to keep transportation funding, the revenue coming only from the gas and diesel tax and other sources that are directly using our roads and bridges?
Thank you, Ralph. This is Jim Tracy, State Senator for the 14th District, been the chairman of transportation. And, you know, we studied this issue for years, and Lieutenant Governor made the point very clearly that we have always, in this state of Tennessee, we're one of five states in the country that have no debt on our roads. And you go look at the other states that use, in the Southeast, there's no states in the Southeast that use their sales tax to pay for roads. Zero. Mm-hmm. I checked it today. We have a dedicated fund. If we use the gas and diesel tax to pay for our roads, Representative Alexander says he does believe there's a need. We know that, first of all, you got to decide if it's a responsibility of the government to pay for roads. Number two, did the cost of roads go up since 1989? You got to answer that question.
I think we also have to answer whether this is actually a tax increase, because Representative Alexander has said taking more money out of our pockets. Are we doing that, or are we taking money out of one and putting it back in another? Is this, in your mind, an equal tax swap?
Actually, we've had a tax decrease for the average driver in Tennessee because the vehicles are getting better gas mileage today. And I'll tell even one better thing of using gas and diesel tax. For the people listening in the car or listening on the radio and people in the audience, 40% of the revenue that comes in our transportation fund today is paid by people from outside the state of Tennessee, not the citizens of Tennessee. If you use the sales tax revenue, it's going to be the citizens of Tennessee. So my philosophy is that we use a dedicated fund because we are, and I talked to an economist today, we are using a dedicated fund for capital projects. The road is a capital project. A bridge is a capital project. When you use sales tax for your general fund, it's obligations. So I just think it's just a philosophy thing with me. It would be change in how we've done things in Tennessee. We are the envy of the country. I've been to meetings all over the country and met with other chairmen of transportations from across the country. They envy us because we pay as we go. The problem is, and then I'll finish, if we go down the path, the economist said today, and Lieutenant Governor Ramsey and I have been here in tight times when we don't have money. What happens when the going gets tough? What's going to get cut out of the budget? And it will lead us in the path of borrowing money to pay for roads. And I'm not for borrowing money to pay for roads.
There are a lot of people out there that didn't raise their hands when I said, have they made the case yet? Does anybody want to ask a question or challenge whether we actually need more money for transportation? Anybody in our studio audience? Yes, sir. What would you like to ask?
I'm from Smyrna, Tennessee. It still sounds crazy that we have this excess money and we're wanting to do it. I don't know. It doesn't make no common sense.
No, Jim, we'll let Barry answer that, Jim.
It's common sense, okay? One hand to the other. You know, I am an owner-operator. I have three trucks.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff like this, when you're raising the fuel tax, that affects the small guy. It doesn't affect those big guys. They're getting their fuel from Haslam's oil company a lot cheaper than what we're buying it out here in the real world. So it affects the small guys. There was a company in Smyrna, Tennessee, 2 weeks ago, a small trucking company, closed its doors. The failure rate for small throughout the country, trucking companies have gone down.
Okay. Representative Barry Doss, Chairman of the House Transportation Committee, obviously any tax swap, there are going to be winners and there are going to be losers. And the small businessman that drives a lot is going to be one of those losers. Why should he absorb the major burden of this need and you know, the others get the relief?
Absolutely. And Shane, like you, I'm a businessman in Lawrence County, Tennessee, population 44,000. I have 46 employees and a fleet of 46 trucks, from dump trucks down to pickups. So I'm very concerned about gas tax increase. But I've told Dave and the governor as recently as 2 hours ago, I think we've made a huge mistake when we started this discussion about, and we've named this, the gas tax. What we should have named this is we should have took the name that the governor given it, Improve Act. Act meaning reallocation of the citizens' taxation. And somehow we're all losing the fact that we are conservatives. We don't raise taxes. What we're doing here is reallocating what taxes we have. So 4 years ago, we had a $400 million deficit in this state. The governor came out and said, teachers, I'm going to give you a 3% raise in February. Revenue started coming in very slow. 2 months later, when we'd done the final proposal on the budget, the governor said, I'm sorry, teachers, I made a mistake. We had to balance our budget because constitutionally, we have to do that. Today, because of our tax decreases and because of us creating an environment for economic growth, today we have a $975 million surplus. Every single year, I've served 4 years in the state legislature, now going on five. Every year I've been here, we've lowered tax. From the inheritance tax to the gift tax to 2 years, the grocery sales tax twice, and now the hall income tax that will phase out over the next 5 years. One thing, every single one of us members, the senators and House members, none of us, most of us, don't want to be governor. That's a very, very responsible and hard job. But I will tell you this.
And as you're and you're right, you have lowered taxes repeatedly. And as you have, our surplus keeps getting bigger.
That's exactly
so
right.
So people wonder, why would you raise taxes that's now right. instead of lowering
them? So you don't. And everybody's talking about us raising a gas tax. No one is talking about us lowering the sales tax on food again. No one is talking about us getting rid of the lowering the F&E tax. No one's talking about us lowering the hall income tax. So some
no,
of
they're saying you're raising the gas and the diesel tax more than that. Now,
absolutely.
We're using the hall tax, but that hall tax cut is going to come regardless of whether you make a deal on this or not. That hall tax is coming. The state is going to absorb
it. And I will tell you,
so
I'm
that's
proud,
going to be a tax cut.
Ralph, I'm proud
you do
to see
this
that,
deal, that hall tax becomes right. part of a balance
and
in the tax
and I'm
where
proud
it is
to
now.
See that hall income tax finally do away, because now gotcha. We can finally say Tennessee in five more years, Tennessee will essentially be an income tax-free state. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
But we made a dire mistake voting in a $222 million tax cut last year without funding it within the budget. We didn't have it put into
we
the
like
budget.
That.
So we knew in the next 5 years we were going to have to adjust our budget 5 years out. That was very irresponsible for us to do. We all were committed to getting rid of it. We're proud we've done it, but we knew.
Why would you think you need to do that when we can see these surpluses that exist now and look yeah, like they're going
sure.
to continue for the out years?
Yeah.
Or are they, Dave, are we wrong about that?
No, I mean, an economic downturn typically occurs every 5 or 6 years, and so we're getting to be 5 or 6 years. And last year we had growth in 7%+ range. And this year's growth is 3.5%. So you're starting to see a little slowing.
Surpluses are certainly volatile and less dependable than a yep. common than a certain revenue source.
And I would make one additional quick point, which is that if you take money from the general fund, you know, you're driving down the road and you got an 18-wheeler from California in front of you, you got one from Massachusetts behind you. If you take money from the general fund to pay for your roads, they're paying what the same amount they paid in 1989.
Yeah. Super job.
I never finished my point, and I want to real quickly. Okay. I want to tell you, each one of us here are here because we all know that something needs to be done. You've not heard one of us say, I agree with everything the governor has proposed.
Yeah.
We all applaud the governor for trying to solve this problem for Tennessee, but each one of us will tell you there's some things that we want to do that we don't agree with the governor's plan. Of which most of us think that if we're going to raise the gas tax that much, that we're going to have some more offsetting tax decreases. We want that to be revenue neutral or as close as we can get to that. And also indexing is something I personally disagree with. I think many of the members up here disagree with indexing. That's putting a perpetual tax increase on the people. So if we get rid... Absolutely. So if we get rid of indexing... and we lower taxes above and beyond what the governor has proposed, guys, this is a we hope to be able to leave this session in the end of April this year saying we did not raise taxes.
Okay, we are going to have to break now.
Indeed we are. Coming up, by the way, got a tweet.
And we're going to come back with Andy Ogles next.
Come back with a tweet as well. Someone has to ask if the fuel taxes in the transportation department are actually being used for roads. I think... Yeah. There's a number of different tweets and emails that I'm getting asking about the integrity.
And we'll
of
let Andy back in, and then we'll let a member of the media ask a question after that.
All right, we'll return next on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. 99.7 WTN.
tomorrow on Nashville's Morning News.
Republicans managed to get more Trump nominees through the Democrat blockade. We'll bring you the latest
tomorrow morning at 5, Super Talk 99.7.